Welcome to the Word of Life podcast. Hope you're having a blessed day. Remember, the Word of God is all you need. Today, Pastor Chris is saying, Word-based songs. The scripture is taken from 1 Corinthians 3 verse 16. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? Have you ever heard some Christians sing, Holy Spirit, come down, rain down on us? Such a song is inconsistent with truth, because the Holy Spirit already came on the day of Pentecost and lives in you today. It's also no use singing, Come live in me, Holy Spirit. It's clear from our opening scripture that He dwells in you. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? Some even get emotional and cry, singing, Fill me, O Lord. But the Word never said, God is going to fill you. Paul, by the Spirit, said in Ephesians 5 verse 18, And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. It's your responsibility to be filled with the Spirit. He told you to do it. Therefore, no matter how much you sing and cry to the Lord to fill you, you'll never be filled, because the Word already shows how to get yourself filled with the Spirit. Singing the wrong songs creates unbelief and deepens ignorance. Therefore, when you sing, listen to the words. Sing songs that are founded on the truth of God's Word in the Gospel of Christ. Our worship, praise, and thanksgiving, or even songs of edification, must be correctly delivered in words consistent with the New Testament of Christ. It's not about singing your favorite song or the one that gives you goosebumps. It's about singing scriptural songs of the present truth. Please say the confession after me. Blessed Lord, you are gracious and kind. Therefore, your praise shall continually be in my mouth. Your greatness is unsearchable, and your loving kindness is ever sure. Thank you for your word that's in my heart, strong, prevailing, and producing in me what it talks about. I'm walking in increased grace. My faith is growing, and your glory is revealed in and through me as I worship you even now. In Jesus' name, amen. You can study the scriptures for further study from Exodus chapter 15, verses 1 to 3, Revelation chapter 4 verses 8 to 11, and Judges chapter 5 verses 1 to 3. Have a beautiful and blessed day. May God bless you.
And if you've listened to this article, but you have not accepted the Lord Jesus into your heart. But you see, when you accept the Lord Jesus today, your life will never be the same. Glory to God. You'll be a brand new man as Jesus by His Spirit comes to dwell in you. He'll begin to align you according to His Word. You'll begin to enjoy this life. Hallelujah. Would you accept what He's done for you today? And say this simple word of prayer with me, meaning every word from the bottom of your heart. Just say, Oh Lord God, I believe in your Son, Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, who I believe died for me, who I believe you raised from the dead for me. I accept him today as the Lord of my life from this day forward. I receive eternal life through him and in his name. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. Congratulations if you said that word of prayer. This means that you now belong to the family of God. Let us know so we can send you useful materials that can help you as you grow in the Lord. You can find our email address in any of our podcast notes. Praise the Lord. Thank you all for listening today. Don't forget to comment, like, and share this podcast with your loved ones. Till next time, keep speaking forth faith-filled words to change your world forever. Amen. God bless you.